Hey friends, I'm Katie Hunt and welcome back to Proof to Product. We are taking a summer break here on the podcast. Over the next 5 weeks, we will be re-airing some of our most popular episodes focused on sales and marketing strategies specifically for wholesale. I'm talking about how to pitch new accounts, how to create your catalog, and the hourly rate of exhibiting at a trade show. With summer trade shows reopening and summer releases hitting the shelves of stores, I handpicked these upcoming episodes to help you get ready and to help you feel more confident as you proceed with wholesale. Before we jump into today's episode, a quick reminder that we are opening our Paper Camp program very soon, and you are going to want to be on the wait list. You can join at prooftoproduct.com/papercamp. Paper Camp is where we teach you how to start or scale your wholesale program. It's the most comprehensive program out on the market, and we've been teaching it for over 10 years. Our alumni sell to Target, Anthropology, Container Store, Barnes & Noble, as well as independent boutiques all around the world. We have helped thousands of brands build profitable wholesale programs, and I really want to help you do the same. So join that waitlist by going to prooftoproduct.com/papercamp. Also, the episodes you'll hear this month feature our Paper Camp students and speakers. They are generously sharing their knowledge and experience. And when you come to Paper Camp, you join a community of brands that are working together to build sustainable, profitable, and impactful businesses. It's a really special community, and we look forward to having you join us. All right, let's dive into today's episode. Guys, it's Katie Hunt, the founder of Trade Show Bootcamp, and welcome to another mini episode of Proof to Product. Today, I wanted to dive a little bit deeper into something that I spoke with Rhonda Warren of Colorbox Letterpress about earlier this week on Tuesday's episode. On Tuesday's episode, I brought up the idea of having a resource guide for retailers, and this is something I've been working with a lot of my coaching clients on for the last 6 months or so, and it's something that you can easily incorporate into your business right now. So what I'm talking about, I wanted to explain it in a little bit more depth, but you want to make it as easy as possible for your wholesale buyers to purchase your products. I talk about that all the time, but you also want to make it easy for them to sell your products. So if you can provide them with resources and tools and things to do their job in a better way so that they sell more of your product, the chances of them coming back and purchasing more from you is greater, right? So if you could have a simple page on your website that's hidden, it's not public for, well, I guess it could be public for anyone to see. I wouldn't necessarily put it behind a password or anything like that. But basically, just have it on your website. Maybe it's, you know, whatever your .com/wholesale resources, and put there, make it like a landing page for anything that adds value and makes it easier for the stores to sell your products. So some things that you could include here. One, professional photos that they can use on their website or share on social media. Maybe you even have them formatted for things like, you know, a square for Instagram and maybe a longer photo for Pinterest or something like that. But give them some photos that they can use and let them know that you're fine with them sharing them. Maybe you can include photos or videos showing them how to best merchandise your products. Maybe you include links to different display options that work well with your products. Things that you don't necessarily need to provide them. You don't need to be selling displays, but if you can link them to some things that would work well for you, that's making their lives easier. Another thing you could share on this resource page is stories about the products that they can then share with their buyers. A lot of the times we're working with smaller independent retail shops, and they love to know the stories behind the brands. They want to know what inspired you when you were creating this work. So you could maybe put some of those stories there on that resource page. You could include videos of you demoing your product. This is particularly helpful if it's something unique, like the kits that we talked about that Rhonda sells. In this week's episode, Rhonda shared that she had different kits, like a Tooth Fairy kit and a Santa Claus letter kit and things like that. If it's something that requires a little bit more explanation or allows you to tell the story better through a video, include that there so people can see it. Again, include links to displays that work for your product. The other thing I would like to include here is a list of your best sellers. And you could do this by best sellers of the quarter, best sellers of the month, whatever it is. I'm basically thinking of this webpage as like a quick fact sheet area where buyers can go if they want to find some other tools or resources. Now, keep in mind too, buyers are busy, and so they're not going to constantly be checking back here. But if you could be refreshing it every now and then, adding new information about your bestsellers or your new releases, adding in some new photos and refreshing that for them, it provides them a place to go when they need help. And obviously, they're going to contact you as well. But if they can grab and go stuff on their own and it's more of like a self-service center, you know, you're showing them that you value their time and that you're trying to give them more tools to sell more of your product. And so think about it. It doesn't have to be complicated. It doesn't have to be, you know, super beautiful. Again, this goes back to it needs to be functional rather than fashionable, but you can just make a simple page on your website that's a resource center for your wholesale customers. I would love to hear your ideas. So if you have any other ideas for what you'd put into this resource guide, either send me an email at katie@tradeshowcamp.com, or you can hop on into our Facebook group. It's a free Facebook group called Proof to Product. And that's where we're going to be talking about new episodes that are coming out, topics that we're talking about during the podcast. And I would love for you to weigh in our Facebook group, what other resources you would put into your wholesale resource guide. Thanks so much, guys.